Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I'm in a hospital.
Okay. And are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, I need a tow.
Okay, and what's your first name?
My name is Deshaun McClendon, but I'm calling from my grandma, Teresa Robinson.
All right, give me one moment. Robinson?
Yeah, Teresa Robinson.
And a good phone number? Oh, go ahead.
773. You didn't need me to spell it out to you or not?
You said it's Robinson, right? Or Robertson? Huh? Is it Robertson?
Robertson.
Okay.
Robinson.
Okay. And the phone number in case we get disconnected? 773-771-4423. And do you have the policy number or the member ID number?
Yeah, the policy. Yeah, it's ITIL219309.
Okay, hold on.
Hello.
You said ITL.
No, it's ITI.
Uh huh.
L219309. Yeah.
21. So I have I as in igloo, T as in Tom, I as in igloo, L as in Larry. 219309.
Yeah.
Is the insurance Clear Cover Insurance?
It's Founder Insurance Company, Des Plaines, Illinois, NAIC Company Code 1429.
Okay. Do you have the VIN number? Because the policy number seems to not be pulling up anything.
VIN number is 5FNRL18942BO4. 1453.
B-O or B-0?
I think this look like a O. It looked like a O, but I don't think this is a 0. But
okay, so you said 5. Yeah. I'm going to repeat it back to you. You said 5. F as in Frank. N as in Nancy. Yeah. R as in Robert. L as in Larry. 18942, B as in boy. You said 041415.
Yeah.
Correct. One moment. Okay, that isn't pulling up anything either.
Do you need a year and make a model or something?
No, I'm trying to pull up.
ID.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pull up what you're covered under. It's not pulling up anything for your policy number. It's not showing me that you're covered for anything. It's just saying that it's not found. So I tried the VIN number to see if maybe I could pull it up that way, and it's still coming up not found. I'm trying to think. Those would be the only. Do you have a producer code or plan letter?
No, I only see only see, like I said, I only see the vehicle identification number and the policy number. Yeah, that's the only thing I see. And then the year, make, and model of the car. That's it.
Okay. I would need that information to proceed, because if not, then I would have to continue with an out-of-pocket expense. If there's a way that you can contact your insurance company, maybe they can...
They are closed already. I tried to call them. They closed already. I mean, do you guys have, like, any way I can, like, take a picture of it and forward it to y'all, or...
No, we don't have access to emails or anything like that. You would have to either get in contact with your insurance company, or maybe there's a – that was a policy number. Do you see a member ID number or anything like that?
You say member ID. One second. No, I don't see no member ID number. Hold on, wait. Let me check the back, actually. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't see a policy number. That's it.
Or member ID number?
Nah, no member ID number. Can you try the policy number one more time?
Yes, I have I as in ice, T as in Tom, I as in ice, L as in Larry, 219-309. I tried it with the letters. And I also tried it without the letters, and it's still not coming up.
Yeah, because
the only other thing I could do is get that producer code or plan letter, which you would, that would be in your documents, or your agent will have that information as well.
All right. So should I look for that and then call back?
Yes, because if we proceed, like I said, it would be an out-of-pocket expense for you. You would have to pay, which you can turn those expenses into your insurance.
Okay, that's fine. How much would the tow be?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to finish collecting the information, and then once I do that, call a provider to get a quote. It would be like the same thing if you would call to get my services done. So I would just call and get that, and then I would give you a call back to let you know if you want to go with those services, and if so, you can continue, or you would have to secure your own service.
Well, anything at this point works. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. I just need to get the vehicle towed because the hub bearings locked on the vehicle. So.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me. I got to finish getting this information. Give me one moment.
All right. You can put me on.
Well, I'm moving forward with the call. What is the address on your account?
5016 West Crystal Street, Chicago, Illinois. 60651.
West Crystal Creek?
Yeah. No, Street. Street. S-T.
Oh, is it spelled K-R-Y or C-R?
C-R. C-R-Y.
Okay.
S-T-A-L.
And the city and state again?
That's Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. And your zip code? Your zip code, sir? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still.
Your zip code?
60651.
And then you're making model of the vehicle?
It's a Honda ODYSSEY EXL 2002.
It's a Honda Civic, Honda Accord, Honda.
No, it's a Honda. ODYSSEY.
Oh, a Honda Odyssey. And what color?
Yeah, Odyssey. It's gray.
Okay. All right. And you said the hub bearings are locked?
Yeah.
Well, it's still going in neutral?
Yeah, it's going in neutral.
Okay. Is it an all-wheel, front-wheel, rear-wheel drive?
It's all-wheel. I think it's front-wheel. Front-wheel. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, nah, peach.
Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No, nah, it's outside on the street.
Okay. And do you have the address where you're located with the vehicle?
One second. One second. I'm gonna give you exact location.
Okay.
I am X. I'm on Cortez and Francisco. So it's 1044 in Francisco Avenue.
1044 Francisco Avenue?
Yeah, 1044 in Francisco Ave, Chicago, Illinois, 60622.
Are you okay? So you're at the ER, right? The emergency
yes,
room?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are you taking the vehicle to?
431 in Ridgeway Avenue.
431 in Ridgeway?
431 in Ridgeway Avenue, Chicago, Illinois.
And what's the zip code?
Zip code is, hold on, one sec.
You said North Ridgeway Avenue, right?
Yeah, R-I-D-G-E-W-A-Y.
Yeah, I got that. It's one word.
Okay, and then zip code is 60624.
Okay, I got the correct one. All right. So I'm gonna. Are you gonna be paying with cash, credit, or debit?
It'd be cash.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and get a quote for you. Once I do, I'm gonna give you a call back to let you know how much the services are, and then we can continue. You let me know if you want to continue or cancel services. Okay.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
All right. I'll be speaking with you shortly.
All right.
All right.